Sometimes the interaction research hypothesis combines a statement about the main effect with the interaction. It's great. Are you ready? When we've been talking about these results up to this point, we've been asking ourselves the question, do the symbols match? Do we get a greater than and a greater than, or do we get a greater than and a less than? Do we have an equals and a greater than? That's what we've been looking for, where the difference, the interaction is of a different type. This type of interaction is stated to indicate that the difference that you get is of a different size or amount, depending upon what level of the other independent variable you're looking at. So in this case, we make a statement like, therapy is effective, but it's especially effective for somebody else as opposed to somebody else. So therapy is effective, however, it's especially effective for people with social anxiety rather than generalized anxiety. So when you say especially for, you're implying that you've got a bigger effect, even though it's in the same direction, for one level of the independent variable over the other. So let's look. Group therapy tends to work better than individual therapy. What kind of effect is that? Is that a simple effect or a main effect? Group therapy tends to work better than individual therapy. What question are you going to ask yourself? How many variables are mentioned? Group therapy tends to work better than individual therapy. How many variables is that? It's just one, right? You're talking about, you're describing both levels of one variable. So is that a main effect? It is. Let's have a look. So we have a main effect that says group is better than individual. But then they go on and say, although, and now you're like, oh shit, here's the next thing I got to think about. This effect is still going to be bigger, but it's going to be bigger, larger. It's going to be larger for people with social anxiety than those with agoraphobia. So we're still dealing with the same directional pointy. It's just that one of the pointies is going to be bigger than the other, even though they're in the same direction. So now you have to start asking yourself, when I do the comparisons horizontally, if the difference is 20 up above, it must be 10 in the second row. It's still that they're greater, but one has a higher amount of difference than the other. So it's especially productive, or it works especially well for one level of that independent variable than the other. In this particular instance, we start with this statement about the type of therapy. And so to check how well it works, we have to do the simple effect of the type of therapy for each level of anxiety that's being described. So the simple effect for type of therapy on social anxiety compared to the results for the simple effect of the type of therapy on agoraphobia. Now remember, we don't have any numbers yet. We're just trying to orient ourselves to the predictions that the authors are making so that when they do show us the results, we can go back and compare the pointies to what the actual numbers suggest versus what they've hypothesized. So you have to remember that once you look at those numbers, you have to go, oh shoot, are they in the same direction as what the interaction originally hypothesized at the beginning? Yes.
With different sizes between two simple effects, would the main effect be misleading, or would it be the same?
It would be the same because the direction is the same. Okay. You good? So there's definitely still up there an effect for type of therapy. And it's in the prescribed direction. Group is better than individual. So note, group is better than individual. It's pretty okay for agoraphobia. It's really great for social. So it's all in the same direction, just a different size. Are you good? So whenever you're checking for, are the main effects descriptive or misleading? You look at the symbols and make sure they're running in the same direction for all three of those comparisons that you're doing. Your turn. Young girls have better verbal skills than motor skills. However, the difference gets smaller with age. What is the main effect research hypothesis that's stated up there? Good. It's the very first part of the clause. We have young girls that are better at verbal than motor, right? However, when you add a second variable in there, age, the difference is smaller. It's still there. It's still in the same direction, but it gets smaller. We good? Young girls have a bigger pointy than older girls, but the pointies are in the same direction. In this particular case, we're saying that we have a main effect for type of skill. So immediately, simple effect for skill, and then run it through each level of the other independent variable. I'm testing, I'm comparing the results of the simple effect of skill for four-year-olds and looking at the magnitude of the difference, the size of that numerical difference, when I look at the simple effect of skill for nine-year-olds.
That should be age, not gender.
Yeah, it should.
That's my bad.
It's totally Cal's fault. I take no ownership over this. So, you see that? It should be age. Simple effect of skill for each respective age group. We good? Okay. One more. Confession is considered more convincing than eyewitness testimony. Is that a main effect or an interaction effect? Confession is more convincing than eyewitness testimony. Step number one, what's the dependent variable? Convincing, right? Take that off the table. What's left? Confession is more convincing than eyewitness. Is that a main effect or an interaction? You're like, I don't know, put the frickin' table up, right? Oh, okay, here we go. Confession is more convincing than eyewitness. So that's a main effect hypothesis. But this preference is stronger for jurors than for judges. So we're going to get a bigger effect, a bigger pointy for jurors than we are judges. We good? So what simple effect am I looking at here? I'm looking at the simple effect of, good, the type of evidence for judges, the simple effect of the type of evidence for jurors, or the simple effect of evidence for each respective level of rater. All right, I got to pause.